New superintendent of Glacier Park, Jeff Mao, has been to the park before. He worked as a geologic field assistant with the U.S. Geological Survey in southwestern Montana in college, and worked on the western edge of Glacier Park during the Red Bench Fire of 1988 that scorched the ground around Polebridge. At the time, he was a new ranger at Glacier Bay National Park in Alaska.
It was really quite exciting in many respects, but also you understood the magnitude of the event because, you know, coastal Alaska being asked to come down and fight fire in Montana was pretty extraordinary.
Mao is heading south to Glacier National Park after more than 20 years working in Alaska.
I've actually had the northernmost duty station in the National Park Service, which is in the small Eskimo village of Anaktuvik Pass in the Brooks Range. I lived there for a couple years. So anything is moving south in the National Park Service.
Mao has also worked as a park ranger at Klondike Gold Rush National Historic Park and district ranger, chief of operations, and subsistence manager at Gates of the Arctic National Park. He's served as a congressional fellow working with the U.S. Senate Energy and Natural Resources Committee and as superintendent at Kenai Fjords. He says he was once given a piece of advice. As a representative of the Park Service, he had the choice of being on the local volunteer ambulance or fire department.
What I really took away from that was just how important it was for the National Park Service to be not just near a community, but to be part of the community.
Mao identifies challenges facing Glacier, including an aging infrastructure in the park buildings, as well as budget uncertainties.
We are quickly approaching the beginning of the fiscal year, and it's still very uncertain how Congress will handle the new fiscal year, whether it'll be through a continuing resolution, continuous sequestration, higher levels of sequestration. We just don't know.
Mao says this is a challenge to maintain flexibility through the year to manage for shifting budget numbers. He sees opportunities for the park with the National Park Service Centennial in 2016. Also, Mao says the ongoing corridor management plan is the next step, with construction on the Going to the Sun Road slated to wrap up in the next couple of years. Another issue bringing uncertainty is climate change.
How we respond to climate change and understanding how the natural ecosystem is responding to climate change, looking at, how we as the agency managing this landscape should be responding to climate change. Those are all things that I've been a part of.
Mao was in Glacier in 2010 as part of the Crown Managers Partnership.
But we were looking at, what's possible, plausible in terms of climate in the future. And sort of expanding the understanding of, that we cannot depend on what we understand historically has happened here.
Mao calls managing in the face of a changing climate a difficult and interesting balance.
What's important about the national parks is not only for us to have intact ecosystems, but for us to have outstanding recreational opportunities and for people to learn and understand about how sensitive some of these ecosystems are.
Mao says another area he intends to focus energy on is growing partnerships with community organizations, as well as connecting young people with the park. Katrin Fry reporting from the Flathead.